Welcome to today's Sincere Milk of Wednesday, the 27th of March 2024. Today's topic is Waves of Glory. Our text today is taken from Haggai chapter 2 verses 1 through 9. Verse 1. In the seventh month, in the 21st day of the month, came the word of the Lord by the prophet Haggai, saying, Speak now to Zerubbabel the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua the son of Jozadak, the high priest, and to the residue of the people, saying, Who is left among you that saw this house in her first glory? And how do you see it now? Is it not in your eyes in comparison of it as nothing? Yet now be strong, O Zerubbabel, saith the Lord. And be strong, O Joshua, son of Jozadak, the high priest. And be strong, all ye people of the land, saith the Lord, and work. For I am with you, saith the Lord of hosts. Verse 5. According to the word that I covenanted with you when ye came out of Egypt, so my spirit remaineth among you. Fear ye not. For thus saith the Lord of hosts. Yet once, it is a little while, and I will shake the heavens, and the earth, and the sea, and the dry land. And I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations shall come. And I will fill this house with glory, saith the Lord of hosts. The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, saith the Lord of hosts. Verse 9. The glory of this latter house shall be greater than of the former, saith the Lord of hosts. And in this place will I give peace, saith the Lord of hosts. Key verse. Haggai chapter 2 verse 7. And I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations shall come. And I will fill this house with glory, saith the Lord of hosts. Ocean waves are formed as wind blows across the surface of the ocean, creating small ripples which increase as the wind blows. When waves reach shallow water, they become unstable and begin to break. Scientists describe the ocean waves in height and length with sounds that are sweet to the ears. Standing by the bank of the ocean and listening to the waves of the sea will tell you how great God is. Just like the ocean waves fill the entire ocean, the glory of the Lord fills the whole earth. The Lord says that he will shake all nations and fill his house with glory. This tells us that anywhere we are, the glory of the Lord is there. The wind of God's glory blows away every form of sin and evil devices, and covers up your sins if you submit to his control. The wave of God's glory should be your everyday desire and prayer that his presence should always be with you and give you rest. Submit yourself to the will and leading of the Lord today so that his glory will surround you and bless you. Prayer for today. May the glory of the Lord fill my life, and may all my desires be granted. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Further reading, 1 Kings chapter 8 verses 1 through 11. For more spiritual nourishment from the Sincere Milk devotional for kids, visit us at www.sincermilk.app or follow the link on the website to download the Daily Manna mobile app. God bless you.